All right, good evening. Are you ready? Okay, good evening, everybody. This is the reconvened meeting of the Board of Education, West Covina Unified School District, August 26, 2014. We went to closed session till 7:10 this evening, and we open session is opened at 7:15. We'll begin this evening with an invocation led by Cami Polis. Please stand.
Dear Lord, we come before you tonight with grateful hearts that we had a successful start of the new school year. Please continue to watch over all of our students and staff and so they can have a successful remainder of the school year. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the salute to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sorry, I changed my cadence. Roll call, please. Here.
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 Thank you. We have no reports from closed session this evening. I have nothing to report this evening. Board of Education?
Yes.
Questions, reports?
Yes.
Nothing. Student representative report.
I do.
First,
yes, I said yes.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't hear you. I had my briefcase up on
that.
You were. First of all, I wanted to compliment all the schools who have had back-to-school nights thus far. They've done a very, very good job. I was very impressed over at Vine. Vine passed out a very colorful, easy-to-read, quick reference for the parents. And that looked really good. That entire grade, fourth grade, did that together. As well as I was really glad to see that Vine had collaborated with a sports program and was offering that to the parents after school. Again, I know in the issues of dealing with obesity and eating well and being active, it was really good to see, and they said they were hearing some good things from parents. So I was really pleased to see that the school district as well as the school took that opportunity to collaborate. So hopefully it's successful, and maybe it can be duplicated at some of the other schools. And it is a pay service, so it's not something that the district is providing, and it's not YASIS. Over at Walnut Grove, they did a really good job. Really good attendance for a middle school. I was really pleased to see that. Teachers did a great, great job over there. Over at Merced, I was, again, glad to see a collaboration with the community. Southern California Edison was out there, and pretty much every single grade did a pamphlet, so it was so easy for parents to follow and quickly reference the material. And even one of the classrooms was passing out thinking maps to parents to give them a quickie on how to understand thinking maps. I was so impressed and felt that it was a very great parent-to-school collaboration going on at our back-to-school nights. And San Jose did a great job, too, went to all three of those elementary. So kudos to the teachers and the parents and the schools that have been thus far hosting them, and I look forward to the remainder. So I just wanted to compliment. The other thing I wanted to say, I did tell Dr. Coghlan personally, but I wanted to put it on the record, that the painting of the district office looks fabulous. And I told him that I especially liked that two-tone effect that was going on with the khaki, and I really liked that. It looked really good. So thank you, Dr. Coghlan. It created that great curb appeal for our district. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Flowers?
Yes. I also like to thank Debbie and the staff in the district for we had the business expo in the mall this past week, and it was such a success. I was sitting around, and I looked back, and I seen every table was people just gathering around, asking questions, and getting involved to see what they can do to start their business. What a success, and thank you for letting them the business expo use the tables and the chairs. It was a great success. Thank you so much for that. And it was good getting out to the schools and visiting. You know, I see our school year really, really, truly improving, and I'm proud of our district.
That's it. Thank you. All right. All right. At our last board meeting, the board unanimously appointed the appointment of Jessica Valdez as our student board member. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you.
And the alternate student board member is Tiffany Dinn. Is she here this evening?
Yes, she's.
Welcome, thank you, and we certainly welcome you if the need ever presents itself. So, all right, so student representative report.
For Coronado High School, they had a very quiet and successful opening of school. They are also now home to the Parents Place, Adult Transition, Rio Verde Academy, Cal Safe, and regular Coronado High School. Last Saturday, they had 33 Coronado students who spent the day working with NASA, Earthwatch, UC Riverside students, and Amigos de los Rios to do research on the health of local trees and plant life in the San Gabriel Valley. This research will help with future legislation in the LA area for 4 years to come. Their co-ed football team has started to practice in order to defend their league championship, and their back-to-school night is Tuesday, September 2nd at 6 p.m. Everyone is invited. For West Covina High School, we recently had our Welcome Back Rally and our Fresh Fest, and our rally was just to welcome in the new school year, and we had performances from the fine arts and athletics programs as well as our staff. Fresh Fest was an event for the freshmen to welcome them into West Covina High School. There was food, carnival games, music, and there was also a photo booth. And our Welcome Back Rally was a huge success because we had over 2,000 students dress up, as well as, our rally was also attended by Edgewood High School's ASB. And our upcoming events, we have our first home game against Woodville Wilson High School on September 5th. September 8th through September 12th, we have our Kings of Cameron Spirit Game, and we will make our Kings of Cameron game more open to the community, because we have activities and events planned more aimed towards families, not necessarily confined to just our school. And we have our back to school night on September 11th. For Edgewood, they kicked off their year with their senior sunrise on the first day of school. They gathered at the senior Savannah for donuts and juice as they watched the sunrise come up with their class. It was sponsored by their ASB. They had ASB interviews run from Monday, August 18th through the 20th, and their freshman class selections were held on the 21st. They had an overwhelming number of applicants throughout this year, over 160 ASB interviews. On Friday the 27th of August, they had their annual club rush in the quad and had 22 clubs advertising at lunch. Their welcome back dance was held in their patio from 7 to 10 p.m., and their theme was Ohana. They had a great turnout. Mr. Dorsey was working the tiki bar, serving lemonade and teas, and it was just a great way to start the year. ASB held a retreat on August 23rd from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the retreat was student-led and had a great turnout with 56 students participating in team building, leadership training, and fun-filled activities. Their high school students, over the last 2 weeks, were raising funds for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, and the winning teacher was Mr. Peraglia, who was doused in the quad along with Mr. Dorsey and Mr. Barton. On Thursday, August 27th, they had their Edgewood's back-to-school night from 5 to 8 p.m. with cheer, band, and choir performances followed by classroom visitations. The Travel Club will hold a parent meeting in the Media Center on September 4th at 7 p.m. for their trip to China in the spring. And their Spirit Week will start on September 8th, and ASB will be preparing themselves for the first rally of the school year. And that's my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, welcome. And
thank you.
All right, next item on the agenda is items from the floor public comment. I have one request to speak to the board this evening from Veronica Cortez.
Good evening. My name is Veronica Cortez. I'm sure you guys remember me from last school year. I wanted to start just by saying thank you because last year before the board meetings, I had complained about 17 changes that needed to take place in special ed. I'm glad to say that this year there are some aids on the special ed buses for our children. Not on all of them, but at least we got some that for the kids that need it the most. And finally, we're having our Common Core meeting that I requested at your board meetings a few times. We have one scheduled for September the 3rd at 9:30 here at the school district, and September 17th at 6:30 at California Elementary. And I hope you guys are able to come and do a meet and greet. It means a lot to us when we know, you know, you guys are there. Because I know for the open house for my son at California, I ran into Mr. Flowers. He walked into my son's classroom, and he got to meet three other parents and the teacher. And I think it was really nice to put a face to the name. And then, well, I already knew who he was, but the new people coming in, it was nice for him to take a few seconds and introduce himself and tell them about the meetings here. And he said he was, you know, open to any concerns we had. So that was really nice.
Okay,
for
did you.
You
tell him you was inviting everybody to come to the
I don't know if I was supposed to say that. I did tell him I'm trying to get more people in here and more people to attend the Common Core meeting because I think it's going to make a difference, you know, if they attend. I know I'll be there for both, hopefully, if I'm able to get the morning off. So that was some of my comments for last year. And my comment for this year is that we need to look into, well, you need to look into bus transportation, because I know for last year we had 110 special ed children on the bus. I was told from last week it's give and take 170. I know for my son, they were trying to pick him up at, he's a fourth grader at California this year, and they were trying to pick him up at 618 because they had added two students in his bus. And he was going to be in the bus for a whole hour, which I made some phone calls as soon as the bus driver told me. Am I, Mr. Cox, am I allowed to say names or
say
the bus drivers, or should I leave them?
Say whatever you want.
Okay. His previous bus driver, Ms. Blanca, had told me they had added two more students in the bus. So he's the first one to get picked up. So he was going to get picked up at 618. And after making a few phone calls to the school district, transportation, they were able to keep him with the same bus driver, picking him up a little bit later, which is great. But I know there's a lot of kids that are still being picked up an hour before their drop-off at the school. And what I was told is that we don't have enough transportation. So I feel like you knew there was all these kids coming back for special ed. There should be more hires for transportation drivers, more buses. The buses that we have, some of them don't have ACs. They have the kids with their windows down. And these kids are special ed children that have medical issues, disabilities. They come out of the bus sweating. And it's just like, where's our money going? We have these beautiful white vans that have the West Covina logo that sometimes when the transportation has the bus drivers call out sick, the supervisors drive those and they pick up our children, and they open the doors and they smell you smell the brand new vans with AC, and it's just like, why are we not using those for some of these cases? So that's my concern this year. That's my first concern for this year. I hope, I don't know what department would look at that. I don't know if it would fall under special ed or transportation.
It's both.
Both.
And we'll. Okay. It's been noted. Your comments have been noted.
Okay.
And we'll
perfect.
Get back to you with some suggestions.
Thank you so much for your time.
Mrs. Cortez, I hope you've looked on the website to see the special ed department on the website. That was something else that you had talked about. So please.
Oh, that we didn't have last year?
So please look at our website.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know when I met with Ms. Hawkins and the director of special ed, I think I gave you a list about 17, 20. They gave me about 2 hours, I think it was, that we met. So they got an earful of all the everything that needs to be changed. And I know it's a new school year, but I think last year we were 10%. I don't know what the special ed percentage is now with the kids that came back. I'm looking forward to finding out what percentage that is, because I know, I'm sure it's high, you know. But I was glad when I saw that handout that came in, the Common Core handout that came in at least 2 weeks ahead. I was like, yes, you know, because usually you would get it on the night before. So, and Mr. Flowers was there at the open house, and I'm like trying to get the parents involved, and I'm telling them about the meeting. He walked in right when I was telling my son's classmates, parents, that it's important. You know, we need to make changes. So I'm glad. I'm hoping they're crossing off little by little my list. but thank you.
I have no other requests. Would anybody else like to address the board this evening? Seeing none, we'll move to the organizational portion of the meeting for the approval of the agenda and consent items. I do want to note that we do have a supplement page to item 4B, the board policy item number 4B, that was handed out beforehand. So would anybody like to add an item to agenda?
I'm going to suggest
to consent, excuse me.
4 and 5?
No, we can't have 5.
Oh, okay.
Four
Unless we can put a name now and then vote on it.
No, let's wait and talk about it for a minute.
How about 13?
We're keeping 4 off, right?
4 on. Or did you want to talk about 4?
No, I still have one quick question, even with, and I appreciate the changes, but one quick question.
Fine. 4, 5 still remain on consent. Which other one? 13?
Mm-hmm. 5 was on consent now?
I'm fine with 13.
No, 5 is off. 13? All right. And I'd like to remove item 9 from consent. Any others? I guess there isn't really much else. Unless you want to take something off. All right. Is there a motion to this item, please?
I'll move as amended.
I'll second it.
Moved by Jessica Shoemaker, seconded by Lynn Miranda Jimenez. To approve the agenda and consent items for the regular meeting of August 26th, including the removal of item number 9 and the addition of item number 13 from the consent agenda. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is so ordered. That then takes us to item number 4, a revision of board policy. It's a first and second reading to adopt the policy administrative regulations as presented regarding graduation ceremonies and activities and leaves. Go ahead. Did you want? Or do you? Go ahead.
I appreciate you making the changes. And now looking at it, it says high school graduation ceremonies shall be held to recognize those students who have successfully completed the required course of study. Can we just make that period and not put past the high school exit exam and thereby earn their right to receive a diploma? Because our special education students not all of them pass the high school exit exam.
You have a problem?
And if that needs to be somewhere else, we can add it in the body.
Take it off.
And I appreciate the other changes. They did address my issues. That's all I had on this item.
I did have one question. It's also on 4B. Mm-hmm. The signatures of board members. I thought the diplomas only had the board president's signature.
It does.
But this says the secondary diploma shall be signed by all members of the governing board at the end of school year.
We should change that to the president.
And we used to all sign.
Yeah. You all want to sign.
Yeah.
We used to all sign.
They still do. Yeah.
Okay. I just haven't seen it in a while, and I had always heard.
You all sign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. They might have your signature on.
That's what I figured if it was all of our signatures, but I hadn't seen the diploma in a while, so.
I haven't either because I don't sign that. Okay.
The only one who's signed lately was Mr. Flowers.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I remember when I first got on the board, I thought I had done that, but
we're all there.
Okay. I'll move this item.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Cami Polis, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, to accept for first and second reading and adopt the following board policy and administrative regulation as presented, board policy 5127 and administrative regulation 4361. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item is item number 5. a designation of board representative. Did you want to give a background on that? Or
yes. At the last meeting, Mr. Flowers shared with you that he had attended the West Covina Community Service nonprofit group and would like to be a liaison to the board, and we agreed to put it on the agenda so that we could nominate him. Going forward, it will be part of the organization or the reorganization meeting in December.
I will nominate Michael Flowers, and I appreciate him looking for additional ways to serve our community and let people know what we're doing.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded by, or moved by Cammie Polis, seconded by Jessica Shoemaker, to designate Mike Flowers as board representative to the City of West Covina Community Service Nonprofit Group. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda is I ask to have item number 9 removed regarding the vision screening. And I had several questions, but one in particular. We're having to spend $4,500 to hire Wayne Hoft to do some additional vision screening. And my question fundamentally is, why can't our teachers, or excuse me, our school nurses do that vision screening?
Mrs. Hawkins, you want to give a little background and answer Mr. Cox's question?
Yes. The vision screening in West Covina has been handled since the early 1990s using the support of the Lions Club and the College of Optometry. Our school nurses are equipped to do vision screening. They're certified to do vision screening. However, the kinds of vision screening that an optometrist can provide is a little bit more detailed than the kinds of vision screening that our nurses can provide, especially in the area of what they call refractive pieces, so like identifying stigmatisms and things like that. The optometrist can do that. So in the past, that's how we've done it. Because there's audiological screening that goes along with it, our nurses are working with the doctors, the optometrists that come together. It's not a single optometrist. It's a group of optometrists that are supported in doing this. And so they're doing it alongside of the optometrists who can, have more experience with identifying eye health and those sorts of things than our registered nurses do.
Can you explain why it's only one doctor's name on the agenda?
Right. The one doctor's name is on the agenda. In the past, we used another doctor that has long since has retired, along with the College of Optometry. In looking for this, the College of Optometry is no longer doing these screenings in this manner, so they are no longer supporting it. So in our search for support services, Dr. Huff was recommended by the former doctor who used to do this, but they gather four or five local area doctors, either retired or current ophthalmologists, to do this thing. So it's one person's name. He organizes the time and the schedules and coordinates that with our nurses, with the other doctors in the area to provide the service.
Okay. I understand that they can do more, but as with respect to what's mandated by law and the services provided, do we have staff school nurses specifically in staff to or hired district employees that can provide those?
Our nurses are certified to do the vision screenings, yes.
So, and in the past, have we ever paid for this?
In the past, how we've run it, like I said, from the early 90s, what we've done is we've used the support from the Lions Club to provide these services with the College of Optometry, and then we've provided, through district funding, the cost of the nurses to work alongside with them to do that. The best of my recollection, prior to the early 90s, additional nursing staff were hired when we had to go through this piece because of the number of nurses we had on staff to do the process.
So I would gather that this is not a budgeted item per se.
Not a budgeted item in specific to my department budget or the nursing department budget, but it is something that can be supported through our LEA billings for through our general fund.
Any other questions?
Yes. So if we, hi there, thank you. And I'm deeply grateful to the Lions Club for supporting us in the years past. As a matter of fact, when the doctor had retired, I had provided the plaque, and it was a very moving tribute the whole evening. So if we don't go with this the group here, would we have to hire temporary nurses to help with the number and amount of screenings that are taking place in a short period of time? Or would it just be that we can use existing staff over more days?
We looked at the number of days required and the amount of time and how other districts handle this. Some other districts hire the Pacific Audiological to help them, and their nurses work alongside them. Based on the base information that we got on the cost from the Pacific Audiological, probably cost us over $17,000, plus our nurses still working side by side to do that. Right now it takes approximately 14 to 16 days, and it's not full days, but it's scheduled time for the nurses to complete this along with the doctors over the course of 2 to 3 months. When we looked at the amount of time that other districts put to this, it's about 30 minutes a student. So when we were figuring it out, we were looking at well over 28 plus days of their time dedicated to the screenings.
I want to say, too, thank you for the Lions. They have done it since before I was on the board, and I know Vicki has been volunteering at the different schools to make that successful, and I know other Lion volunteers have stepped up to plate. So I want, before saying anything, I just wanted to say a big thank you. My concern is our nurses now, especially now that we've taken the students back with additional health care needs. They were being serviced by the county who had health care attendants and nurses. If we start taking time away from these new students that have come into our district, it could be a detriment not only to their education but to their health. So I know that we've hired additional nurses.
We will be.
But we don't, I think that we already have them locked into where they're needed. I don't want to spend another 14 days that, you know, does someone need to be suctioned? Does someone need a breathing treatment? Does someone have a G-tube that needs to be fed? I don't want our nurses to be sidetracked, although all this is important. And if we can get it done in 14 days, them working side by side with an ophthalmologist that will actually be able to do more service to them than the nurses could have done and have the hearing tested at the same time. I think that's the best way to move forward. And maybe in the future, after our new students are acclimated to our district and our nurses have a handle of the needs of our current students, maybe we could look at it then, but not in the first year where we've had this huge tape back and the nurses are spread thin as it is.
Yeah.
We are mandated to provide the hearing and eye test. So for me, if we're mandated to provide something like this, I want to provide the doctors who can actually diagnose you. I just heard Ms. Hawkins say the ophthalmologist can actually diagnose things like astigmatism, which for me would be exactly what I need the doctor to diagnose. And one of our school nurses wouldn't have been able to diagnose that I need glasses because they can't recognize astigmatism, especially the type I have. And so for me, it's a nominal cost to provide services to students that in most cases don't have access to it anywhere else. So I'll be voting in support of this contract.
Steve, I would just like to thank the Lions Club for this strong community partnership that they have given over the years. And listen to what Colleen said that it would take so much longer to examine our students. And hearing what Jessica just said, it makes sense to me to be supportive of the Lions Club and their vision screening services that they're doing.
One other thing. How are we providing for the West Covina children that are attending San Jose Academy?
My knowledge is San Jose works that themselves, being that they're independent. So I'm not certain.
Mm-hmm. It was provided prior to them becoming independent. And they did want to go independent. So we just need to make that clear. And up to the time they became independent, they were being served.
You certainly can look into that.
Yeah, would you please look check into that and make sure? Because I do believe that.
A little bird just told me the Lions Club is actually scheduled to do 2 days at San Jose Charter Academy. Typically, with them being independent, with all the services we provide in the past, we're trying to keep track of all of the little services that come along and check with them and say, do they need this? Do they need that?
And then is that a direct cost to us then? Because we are paying a portion of it now. So
I believe they would be paying for it.
So
out of
they
their
would
funding.
Be billed directly right. for the additional cost.
But we still try to assist them with things when we can.
That would be a service. If we are paying an additional $1.25 per student, then we would pass that along to them.
Right.
Is there a motion for this item, please?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
It's been moved by Cami Polis and seconded by Mike Flowers to approve Dr. Wayne Hoft, OD, Vision Screening Services, supported by the West Covina Lions Club, to provide vision screening services for West Covina Unified School District students. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? I oppose. Motion passes 4-1 with Cox voting no. With that is the end of our meeting. Is there any other items for board discussion? Hearing none, rather than me read off all the back-to-school nights, please make note and make reference to each of the back-to-school nights. And our next board meeting is September 9th. And with that, there being no further business, I will adjourn the meeting at 8:47.
8:47.
7:47, excuse me.
It's so weird.